What's up? My name is Calvin Corelli. I am the founder and CEO of Simplero. I got started in the information business way back in 2008. So I've been around the block a little bit. I started Simplero in 2009. So I've seen a lot of what people are doing, what works, what doesn't work in the information marketing business. And so with this series, what I want to do is I want to give you the best information that I have, the best guidance that I can to make sure that you get off on a very solid path to success with your information business. So even if you're a seasoned information business pro, I think you're gonna find a lot of value, but if you're someone who's just starting out, this is totally for you, all right? The reason I say that, even if you're seasoned, you're gonna find a lot of value is that most people, they screw up on the fundamentals, right? They get excited about the shiny new object and the latest technique and fad and whatnot, and they just forget the fundamentals. Business is ultimately about executing super well on the fundamentals. What is that? It means knowing who your customer is, what their pain points are, what the value that you offer is, and then delivering exceptionally well on that promise, delivering an outstanding product and an incredible service, and then just asking for repeat business and for referrals. If you do that really well, you will be successful. Okay. Today, I want to say, what are you going to start with? What's the first product that you want to offer? A lot of people get this wrong. A lot of people, they want to do an ebook or something cheap to just get started because they feel like it's easier to sell something at a lower cost than at a higher cost. And the reality is that it ain't. It's not that much easier to sell at a lower price point than a higher price point. In a lot of cases, it can actually be easier to sell at a higher price point. Why? A, you can deliver more value. B, you are targeting people who have more money to spend, to invest. And C, because psychologically, we think that if we're paying more for something, it must be better. Okay, so where I would suggest that you start is, actually, I won't suggest that, I'm gonna implore you to start here. Ask yourself this question: what is the biggest result that you can provide for people who have the money to pay you? What is the biggest result that you can generate, that you can consistently deliver for people who have money to pay you? Another mistake that a lot of people make is that they start with customers who have no money. I really want to help these people. They have no money, and now you're struggling in business. That's not a good way to do business, right? You want to help people who have money to pay you. Do you want to serve those people who don't have money as well? That's great. Serve a lot of people who have a lot of money, and then you can do pro bono work for the people who can't pay you, right? So what's the biggest pain, the biggest desire, the biggest value driver for your ideal customer that you can deliver on? And then start there and start at a relatively high price point, whether that's $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or maybe down to $1,000. But make sure that you're charging real money for this. And also, you're on the hook to deliver that result. So you want to have a guarantee there that says if you don't, if people are unhappy, why not? They can ask for their money back, right? But you're setting yourself up to actually really deliver on the promise. That's important because you want to make sure that you deliver. Otherwise, you don't have a sustainable business, okay? So think about, who is your ideal customer? We talk about the ideal customer avatar, the ideal avatar, the ideal customer, all sort of interchangeably. There's a lot of exercises that you can do about that, right? Like, what magazines do they read? Does anybody read magazines these days? Like, what books do they read? Who else do they follow on social media? All those kinds of things. Those are great questions to ask yourself about your ideal customer avatar. I've always found that that was kind of like a little bit of some guesswork on my part. Like, where do I find the answers to these things? So what I have always preferred to do instead is think of one specific person that is my ideal avatar, a real person with a name that I happen to actually know. And I can ask that person, like, what do you read? What do you like to, how do you like to live your life? Where do you hang out? What are your interests? What's your financial situation? Whatnot? You can ask them these questions, but focus on one actual specific person, that to me makes it a lot more tangible. Okay? So that's my approach. So think of that person, make sure it's someone that has money to pay you and that has a pain that you can solve for, that you can alleviate, or a result that you can, that they want, that you can generate. And then figure out what that is. What is that result? You can like absolutely talk to this person, right? And ask them the magic wand question. If you could wave a magic wand, what would the ideal outcome look like? We can provide you with some questions that you can ask people about this kind of stuff to get at it. But I think you probably have a pretty good idea, right? So if you're someone who teaches ukulele playing, then like making them like really, really good at playing the ukulele is pretty simple. If you're a stress coach, then making sure, you know, getting people to be rid of stress. Then the question is, who is the person who is most interested in alleviating their stress and who has a lot of money to pay for it, right? Whose value in life will be dramatically increased in a monetary sense if you can alleviate that, because they're going to be willing to pay you a significant amount of money, right? So that is where you want to start with your business, is start with the highest value that you can provide for someone who has money to pay you. Don't start at the low end because you think it's easier. Start at the high end. Another good reason why is money comes flowing into you, right? It's a lot more fun to do business when you have money coming in, because then you can hire people, you can pay for your tools and the software and all these services, and you can get freelancers and you can get help, you can get our concierge service, you have money resources to work with. It's a lot more fun than if you're trying to sort of like build it all up from the bottom up. So go for the most juice and go straight there. All right. Thank you. That's it for now.